The rock group REM isn't exactly religious, yet religious themes keep creeping into their newest music.
Death's pretty final. I'm collected vinyl. I'm gonna DJ at the end of the world.
This from their new album, Accelerate.
Because if heaven does exist with the kick and playlist, I don't want to miss it at the end of the world.
Accelerate is available on the web today and in record stores next week. Though the music jams, the lyricist Michael Stipe sings that death is on my mind. And Michael Stipe told Steve Inskeep that it's hard to escape that subject.
My grandfather and his father and his father and his father and his father are Methodist ministers, so I come from a place of faith. I guess I question a lot in the songs how it's interpreted by other people and then how it's abused.
True. We live in the South, you know, and we're kind of swimming a sea of faith, whether it's our personal faith or not.
That second voice is Peter Buck. He's been REM's guitar player since the group started in Athens, Georgia, almost 3 decades ago. Peter Buck, bass player Mike Mills, and Michael Stipe collaborated on a song called Houston. That's the city that took in many victims of Hurricane Katrina back in 2005.
If the storm doesn't kill me, the government will. I've got to get that out of my head. It's a new day today and the coffee is strong. I finally got some rest.
The song is from the point of view of someone whose faith is actually challenged by what they've seen and by the response to it from this administration.
Their faith in the country?
No, their faith.
Their religious faith?
Yeah.
What got you writing about that?
I'm one of the tens of millions of Americans who was really horrified by this administration's response to Katrina. And I think that, you know, historians will look back on this period of time with as much horror as we look back on slavery, wondering how on earth we could have allowed a major city and a huge swath of surrounding country and communities around that to be washed away in a storm and not do much more than what we did. It was somewhere in my unconscious, and it presented itself in the form of a lyric, and I didn't shy away from it.
Can you gentlemen describe how that song was created? Do you start with the music? Do you start with the lyrics?
No, this is Mike Mills speaking. You know, Peter and I tend to write the music and either send it to Michael in a demo form, or if he happens to be in the room and listens, that will often present some inspiration. Houston started. Peter was playing it on guitar, and I'd never heard it before, and I went in and sat down and started playing the organ part. And that's a really fun way to create, sometimes to make up parts when you don't know where the song is going and you don't know what the chords are. It enables you to come up with things that you might not have come up with otherwise if you knew the structure of the song. So that organ part was basically what I played while listening to Peter play the guitar for the first time.
So you've got a guy playing guitar, and then Mike Mills, you're inspired to add this kind of creepy organ phrase that goes again and again. And then Michael Stipe, did that then get you in the mood to think about Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath?
I guess so. I mean, quite often the music will present itself as something that feels, in this case, I mean, it is a little bit of a scary organ part. But yeah, I'll hear music that Peter and Mike have written, and I've kind of always felt since the very early days that when I'm writing a vocal part, my job is to make it sound like that's the only vocal part that could ever possibly go along to that piece of music.
There's another song here called Living Well is the Best Revenge, which is a great quote, which I just thought it was a saying, but you actually attribute it to George Herbert, described as an English clergyman and metaphysical poet.
Metaphysical poet from the
centuries
17th
ago.
Century.
Yeah.
Ahead of his time.
What got you onto that quote?
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, you grow up hearing Living Well is the Best Revenge, and Peter and I were actually talking about it the other day, like how we didn't really know exactly what it meant.
When I was 15, I had no idea what that meant. That made no sense to me. It's like, no, I thought revenge was the best revenge.
Well, I almost wonder, when I realized that it was a quote from a clergyman, could he possibly have just meant being a virtuous person is the best revenge? Was that what he was?
I'd prefer not to think so.
Basically, getting no revenge is the best revenge, is what he seems to be saying here, perhaps.
I'm gonna hang on the metaphysical poet side,
exactly,
of George Herbert.
That's
I right. like to think that, yeah, that no revenge is the best revenge, but that doesn't mean you have to live, you know, what a 17th century metaphysical poet would describe as a virtuous life.
So it's on my native land, I'm not sure, choking on the
I wanted to get to that line, all your sad and lost apostles hum my name and flare their nostrils. That could be wicked, it could be playful, it is fun, it could be biblical, it could be profound, it could be meaningless.
I'd like to think it's all of the above. Yes. Speaking as the man who wrote the line, you know, there is a lot of fun in rhyming apostle and nostril. I don't know that it's been done before. But it's that, you know, that song, I don't know, do you want me to tell you what I think it's about?
Please.
All right. I write about the media a lot, and in this song, it's one of those kind of personalities on one of those news stations.
Don't turn your talking points on me. History will set me free.
The future is ours, and you don't even,
rate a footnote.
Rate a footnote. As I wrote the song, I put myself in the studio, and I'm basically turning the table over onto the guy.
Oh, you're imagining yourself on television telling
it felt,
hypothetically
it felt so,
Chris
it felt
Matthews
so
what to do.
Good. It felt so good. And it's a little bit immature, but that's okay. Sometimes it feels good to just vent spleen.
The song is Living Well is the Best Revenge. The group is REM, which stands for Rapid Eye Movement. And on the album Accelerate, the images fly by as if in a dream.
Hear more about what Michael Stipe has to say. And also you can listen to REM's entire concert at the South by Southwest Music Festival at npr.org/music. This is Morning Edition from NPR News with Steve Inskeep. I'm Renee Montaigne.